Hi there, Rabbi. Time to hit the beach.
Just relaxing, vegging out.
And relaxing. That sounds like something that everybody likes to do now and then. But a little too much relaxing brings us back to our topic, the seven deadly sins, and the one that most people, including my nuns who taught me in grade schools, would really be annoyed at: sloth. Don't be lazy, do your work, was the words I heard very, very often from Sister Florella. Is sloth something that the Torah says we should avoid at all costs?
Remember that sin in Judaism means missing the mark. It means not accomplishing what you would like to accomplish. It means not following a procedure, not having a goal. And what we want to do is look at sloth. This, it only becomes a sin when it pulls me off my target, off my goal. And each one of us has to decide how much work is appropriate? What's the middle way? We're watching here in the United States people working themselves to death, people obsessed with obtaining stuff to the point of it's destroying their lives, not having any time for anything, not actually being productive, but merely like that example of the hamster in a wheel. So when the idea of being lazy, there's no such thing as being lazy. Let's stop and say, what's my goal? Where do I want to be? What is important to me? And what's going to pull me off track? And the what we find is to become so obsessed with being in perpetual motion that we end up destroying ourselves, our family, and not enjoying life. So let's start with that. The goal is to enjoy and also to be productive by my definition. Who am I and what's going to fulfill my life? How much do I need to put into something? And if you decide I'm not putting enough effort in, we'll talk about it, but you decided it. I'm very happy with the amount of effort I put in. I got the results I wanted. You know, when I work with hospice, when people are dying, no one with cancer has ever said to me, I didn't work hard enough. I should have stayed in the office longer. Everyone says just the opposite. Everyone I ever dealt with said, I should have spent more time at the beach. I could have done something more relaxing. I let myself get caught up in the rat race. I let myself get caught up in what you're talking about. That was great. Let them be the let the men and women go ahead and do that's them. However, I don't have to buy into it. I need to find where Rabbi Block wants to be. What will satisfy me? What keeps me happy? How do I keep my balance? Ah, there it is. Keeping my balance. I think right now we're into a phase with our social media that we're being too influenced. We're letting ourselves, ooh, somebody said that, or somebody said that, or I should do that, or I shouldn't do this. And we need to stop and ask ourselves, what is it that I want? What is my goal with this project? You know, when I went to school, parents hate me to say this to their kids because it infuriates them. If you get an A, you wasted your time because you spent too much time. Do you think I'm 78? Anyone really cares what grades I got in the eighth grade? High school, or even college, graduate school? Nobody does. A C or lower means you didn't do enough work. The goal is to get a B. That means you did a balance. You learned the material, you presented it back, and yet you had time to live and do other things. So the goal in life is to get a B. And we don't want to be lazy or slothful to the point where our work suffers, and I'm not living up to my own standard. But I don't want to do this craziness where I'm sacrificing enjoyment and life in order to keep going, to keep getting more stuff that I don't need or doesn't need to be replaced. So there you have it, Joe. To be slothful means I'm not living up to my standard, and we just want to avoid the other extreme.
Well, I know what keeps me balanced, Rabbi, and it's your good advice. Thanks as always, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode.
And be very careful, everyone out there, not to fall for the working 24/7 and then looking back at some point and saying, why did I do all that? What do I have to show for it?